So remember, the American red wolf is the only native wolf to North America. So that means it's only found in the United States. The gray wolf, which is what everybody's familiar with, is a northern hemisphere species. So it's found in Europe, it's found in Russia, it's found in China, it's found as far down as Israel, it's all found throughout Canada, and even into Mexico, the gray wolf. The red wolf, once again, is only found in the South, Texas, Virginia, Kentucky, Florida, and anywhere between. And so as settlers started moving into the South, became a very important agricultural location. Many of the biases and prejudices that people had when they were in Europe, because they, you know, in Europe they had livestock and you know, they had a lot of conflict with wolves over there. So they, you know, Three Little Pigs, all those fairy tales that, you know, so Europeans brought that kind of bias with them. And when they got here, you know, they brought their livestock with them and they were afraid. They were afraid that these animals would hurt their livelihood. And so they started wiping them out. And I think our last wolves, red wolves in our area, pretty much died out around 1850. So John James Audubon, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, they probably were familiar with the red wolf, but pretty much after they were gone, those individuals were gone, the red wolves were gone as well.